This is Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Coming to you from the Evergreen Studio in Florida, it's the Smart Start Money Podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Are you thinking about going to college or have a recent high school graduate considering higher education? Stick around. Today, I'm going to discuss a number of reasons to consider community college. Going to community college after high school graduation seems to have always had a stigma attached to it. Many times when someone's asked, someone maybe getting ready to go to college, a recent high school graduate, and somebody asks them, where are you going to attend college? And their answer, they turn around, their answer is, well, I'm going to go to XYZ community college. The person asking the question a lot of times has the reasoning or thinking that, you know, in their mind, they're saying, well, this person just must not be smart enough to get into a 4-year traditional university. Now, while community college can be a great stepping stone for someone that wasn't the best student in high school, it doesn't have to be that way. Attending community college shouldn't be that way for everyone. And there's a number of reasons why community college should be an option, probably for just about everyone, is the cost. College these days, the cost is just rising year after year. And it's estimated right now that the student loan debt in this country is estimated at $1.56 trillion, with an average student loan, with an average monthly student loan payment of $222. Now, the result from this debt is many students are leaving school with over $40,000 in debt. The average is right around $40,000. But it's not uncommon to hear people with $100,000 or more in debt. So when they leave, these people that have this debt, when they leave school, many times there is a decade or more of debt repayments. It's not, you know, a lot of these student loans are set up, and if I can remember when I went back to school, the way they kind of laid it out was, well, you'll have 10 years worth of these monthly payments, which, you know, at the time didn't look that bad. But the truth is, depending on how much money you take, it's not going to be 10 years. It could be 20 years of repayment, 30 years of repayment. And that is, there's one thing about student loans is, which always kind of surprised me, it's the one type of loan. Now, this is for federal government student loans. It's the one type of loan where the lender is willing to lend a person money without knowing their skills or ability on how to repay it in the future. A college degree doesn't necessarily guarantee someone a good career and a high paying job. In many cases these days, it's just the opposite. Now, saying that, it still is a good idea to go to college. It's just not a good idea to go and leave with a mountain of student loan debt. And a community college might just be the answer. Like I said, there's a lot of reasons to go to community college, but the number one reason is it's the financial reason, the cost. So right now, when you look at the cost of a college education, the average college credit hour right now is about $594 per credit hour. A 4-year public university credit hour is around $325, while four-year university is around $1,039 a credit hour, and a public 4-year university, you're looking right around that $325. So you want to compare that to the average cost of a 2-year community college, which right now is running around $135 on average per credit hour. So that's a significant difference and cost. With the cost of college, there would undoubtedly be a substantial difference. likely of $10,000 or more by attending a community college for the first 2 years. So why, I guess my question a lot of times is, why isn't community college an option for more people, especially for people that have to take out large amounts of debt to attend a traditional four-year university? I mean, most of the classes and credits that you're going to get in your first 2 years are general education classes. It's general education the first 2 years. Why pay more for general education in the first 2 years of college when you don't have to? So definitely the cost itself of the tuition is a big reason to consider community college. Now, let's talk about the hidden cost of college, which, you know, a traditional four-year university, if that university, that four-year university is not somewhere, let's say you just graduated high school and it's not somewhere near your home where you can stay living at home and go to college. The cost of living to go away to college is really the hidden cost. I mean, it can be hard to, very difficult and challenging to estimate the cost, the living costs of attending a four-year university. But it's estimated that the living costs for 2018 to 2019, and this was an estimate by the College Board, for 12 months of living expenses for a college student that's living away at college is around $24,980. Now, you got to keep in mind that cost is in addition to the credit hours and books that student has to pay. So the added expenditures for living, the key here, they could be avoided by going to a community college. So if you have the option of going to a community college that's near your house, and you can stay at home and reduce your living costs for the first couple of years, why wouldn't you choose that option? And again, I'll get into some more of the stigmas of community college, but a lot of times that's why people choose the traditional four-year university. They choose the stigmas that go along with it, opposed to the cost savings. And when it comes to saving money, my thought process is, why do you care what other people think? You really need to take a look at what it's going to cost to go to college if it's something you're considering, and how are you going to get it done the least expensive way. I believe the answer to that question generally is people don't want to be associated with the stigmas of community college, which you really just, if you're someone that is getting ready to go to college, considering college, if a four-year university is going to result in massive amounts of student loan debt, consider community college. Now, the other thing with people deciding not to go to community college, which this one is kind of laughable, is some people believe that some parents even believe that their children are entitled to the college experience at a traditional four-year university. And some people and parents are willing to take on that mountain of debt to let them have that experience, which is that could be part of the problem with the student loan debt. I am almost certain it's part of the problem. Not entirely. You know, there's many people that go to school and need to take out the loans, but really you need to look at the best way that you can either limit or totally eliminate student loan debt. In addition to lower costs of community college, there's a number of other reasons why you should look into it. First and foremost, you should be considering costs. That should be one of the big concerns, but a lot of other benefits could come along with deciding to go to a community college. Like I said already, that the benefit of possibly living at home with your parents is definitely one of the benefits. Now, with community college, it can be hard to know what you want to do you know, if you're going to go to college after high school, some students just know what they want to do in their life. And they, you know, others only have an idea. Plans and goals can many times quickly change with just a few years after high school graduation. One of the benefits of a community college is spending a few years to have a clear idea of career goals. It can be a little easier attending community college to do that. And at the same time, the benefit of it being less expensive. So it's not uncommon for college students to change direction several times regarding a major of study. I've even done it. I even did it myself when I was in school, changed a few times as far as what I wanted to study. So attending community college and taking some electives and courses of interest is a way to certainly define your interests. And at the same time, doing that at a community college is almost always less expensive than doing it at a traditional four-year university. Another benefit of community college is flexibility. So not everyone has the luxury of going to college without holding down a job simultaneously. Doing this many times, it's more attainable at a community college because they often offer more flexible schedules. Community college, it's made for working adults. A greater number of night classes are common, which allows many working students a more realistic schedule while attending school and working at the same time. In addition to being able to hold down a job much easier while attending community college, the application and registration deadlines are commonly much more later compared to traditional four-year schools. So with this ability to enroll later at the last minute it sometimes makes it easier as an option as well. The next advantage to community college is the class size. Large universities can have classes a lot of times with 150 to 300 students. So this makes it really easy for a student to get lost in the crowd, so to speak. When you compare community college classes, they are generally much smaller. And this goes back to the stigmas that I first mentioned about many people believing that a community college, just the education is just not as well as it is at a four-year traditional university. With a smaller, reduced class size, a lot of times it results in better attention by a student and also just a much better learning environment overall. And it also allows for more interaction with other students and professors. More community college students tend to be paying their own way as well, which this can be a noticeable factor. I will admit I went to community college in a four-year university, and there did seem to be a difference with students. With community college, a lot of students tend to be paying their own way, and for that reason they tend to take it a lot more seriously compared to a traditional four-year university, where a lot of students may not be paying their own way through. So there can be a difference there as well. Another thing with community college attached to the stigmas is the quality of the professors. So just like anything, there's good teachers and bad teachers at all universities. It doesn't matter if you're at a traditional four-year university or a community college. There seems to be a particular notion, though, that community college professors are not as high quality compared to the teachers at four-year schools. It's just not the case. So it may be true that community colleges tend to get newer instructors, but when you really look at it, it might not be necessarily a negative. The methods and curriculums of teaching evolve over time. Newer professors may be more up to date on things. Also, they may be more enthusiastic about teaching when matched against a 20-year tenured college professor. And I'm not knocking professors from community colleges or traditional four-year universities, but for many people to say that the quality of education at a community college just isn't up to par with a four-year school, isn't necessarily true in all cases. Now, the one thing I do hear a lot of times with community college is when talking to somebody, they might say, well, I want my degree from, you know, XYZ four-year school. I want it from a community college. And the thing is with community college is, I think I've already mentioned it, most of the state schools of a local community college in the same state, they have agreements with the four-year schools have agreements with the community colleges to accept most of the credits for admission and to transfer to complete their degree at a four-year college. The end result when you go to a community college and transfer to most four-year universities is the end diploma has the end university's name on it, not the two-year college. You're not really saving money by going to a four-year university and getting the four-year degree, because the end result is if you go 2 years to a community college and then another 2 years to that four-year school you want to go to, the diploma is going to have that four-year school name on it. It really just only makes sense to attend community college and then transfer to a four-year university if it means cost savings. Getting back to the stigma of community college being the choice for the substandard student, I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing for community college being a choice for students that might not have done well in high school. So the four-year universities, they look at the test scores and grades. So a student applying a lot of times is not going, that has had trouble with school in high school, they're going to have a hard time getting accepted into a traditional four-year university. So community college can be a good choice. And there's a number of reasons for that. And a big one is obviously the cost, in addition to not having the grades and the score, test scores to get into a four-year school. So a lot of times it's not only the tuition cost initially, but for a substandard student, a lot of times entering college, remedial courses are going to be a requirement. The cost at a community college to do this is definitely going to be less than a four-year traditional university. And the thing with these remedial courses, a lot of times that a student that wasn't the best has to take, is they don't go towards the overall credits to graduate college. So you're going to be paying for courses that will be remedial and they'll have no value as going towards the requirements of credits. Now let's look at graduation. Coming back to the cost again between a what we call a four-year university and a two-year university, the truth is that a large majority of students never really finish in just four short years when they want to get a four-year degree. The research actually shows that attaining a bachelor's degree can take 5 or 6 years. So calculating the cost of attending a four-year university at just that many years is really seldom the case. So keep this in mind, there can be even further savings by attending a community college, because truthfully, for a lot of students, talking two-year college, four-year college, they're not going to finish in 4 years. A lot of students are going to take 5 or 6 years to graduate. Now, discussing the benefits of using a community college for cost savings and the other additional benefits associated with it for the gateway, so to speak, to get into a four-year school, I think it's important to mention that community college can be used just as a two-year education. It doesn't have to be the way to get into a four-year college and get a four-year college degree. There's studies all over the place that suggest someone with a four-year degree out-earns a person with a lesser education over a lifetime. But these statistics, they're not automatic. The return on investment in a bachelor's degree isn't always better than an associate's degree. It's, in a lot of instances, it might be, but it's not the case all the time. There are plenty of careers that have good earning potential with just 2 years of college. Some examples are computer programmers. It might get you into be an air traffic controller, a dental hygienist. So there's definitely some options available with just going to school for 2 years, and there can be a savings there already because you're only going 2 years opposed to four. These two-year degrees sometimes can out-earn many of the bachelor's degrees obtained, contrary to what is regularly written, how four-year college degrees always, and a lot of times when you read these articles, they say always, and stress that always, out-earn. Bachelor's degrees out-earn a two-year college education. And it's just simply not the case in all cases. The decision to attend community college is based on a number of factors. And a lot of times I get asked, is a community college a good choice for me? And what I always think of is one of the undeniable features of a community college is the cost compared to a four-year school. In almost all cases, community college is going to be much less expensive than spending the first 2 years in a traditional four-year school. The expenses with a traditional four-year college, like I said, they're always higher. And that higher cost has the potential to result in a debt that can last many years, a lifetime, decades of debt, depending on the amount of debt. And most of what is happening with this student loan debt is it's limiting a person's financial goals and their quality of life. Because community college offers the first 2 years of general education courses at a reduced cost compared to four-year schools, why pay the additional cost when given the right school and that the credits will transfer to a four-year college? The quality of the education is no less in almost all instances with community college, and it can be very beneficial going to a two-year school for the first few years. There's nothing wrong with attending a four-year college, but there definitely, to me, is a problem with the decision to create a student loan debt that could be avoidable by going to community college. There's no guarantee of a career or immediately after college is earning a ton of money to pay back student loan debt. So to me, it only makes sense. The stigmas with community college, there's still some around, but for the most part, the quality of education, there really isn't that much of a difference spending the first 2 years in a community college. But there will be a big difference in the cost savings. If it were my decision to save money and not accumulate a mountain of debt by going to community college, I would choose a two-year school every time. Student loan debt is a big issue in the country, and choosing community college can limit or eliminate student debt entirely. If you want to know why student loan debt is a bigger gamble today than it ever has been, visit my website at smartstartmoney.com and read my article on the issues. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like sports but hate how expensive it has become to attend a live event, listen to my next podcast on the out-of-control costs to go see a game.